Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. US investigators have arrested a 21-year-old National Guardsman suspected of leaking classified government documents in what's been described as one of the worst ever breaches of American intelligence. Shortly after the arrest, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, named the suspect as Jack Teixeira. Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
US media had already begun pointing to Mr. Teixeira as the chief suspect. He was allegedly the leader of a small online chat group where the documents were posted. He's said to have accessed the information at the military base where he held a low-ranking job. And his arrest is bound to intensify questions about who gets access to such classified material. A Pentagon spokesman, Pat Ryder, said that was under review. The leaks revealed U.S. assessments of the war in Ukraine, as well as sensitive secrets about American allies, embarrassing Washington and posing risks to national security.
President Biden has said the United Kingdom should work more closely with the Irish government to maintain peace in Northern Ireland. He was addressing the Irish Parliament, the first US president to do so in 30 years. Mr. Biden said political violence should never be allowed to take hold again. Emma Vardy is in Dublin.
He said, look, up in Northern Ireland, because there is no functioning government, power sharing's collapsed. He said American companies want to invest, but they are cautious because of the political instability. But down here in the Republic of Ireland, I think he struck a lot of the right notes that political leaders here would have wanted him to. I think it's a source of great national pride to have the president in town. I think his visit certainly would have strengthened those ties between Irish Americans and the Irish Republic.
The most powerful storm to hit Western Australia in more than a decade has made landfall on the state's northern coast. Evacuation orders were issued ahead of Cyclone Ilsa's arrival. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Cyclone Ilsa crossed the coast near Port Hedland, the world's biggest iron ore exporting terminal, as a Category 5 system. Forecasters warned that at its core, Ilsa could generate wind gusts of up to 315 kilometres per hour. Red alert lockdown orders forced residents to seek immediate shelter. Ilsa's strength has been downgraded, but it still has the potential to cause significant damage as it moves away from the Western Australian coast.
North Korea has described its latest weapons tests as a major step in its ability to carry out nuclear strikes. Pyongyang said it fired a type of missile on Thursday that it's never launched before. The intercontinental ballistic device used solid fuel. Such weapons are easier to store and transport than liquid fuel missiles. World news from the BBC. The M23 rebel group in eastern Congo have said that they will not disarm or demobilise as long as there is no direct political dialogue with the government in Kinshasa. David Bamford has more details.
A spokesman for the M23 rebels, Lawrence Kanyuka, has issued his statement on Twitter implying the disengagement agreement could be in jeopardy. It follows the firm assertion by the Congolese president, Félix Tshisekedi, that there could be no direct political negotiations with the rebels. The peace talks had involved only the regional states. The rebels want a better deal, such as integration into the Congolese army or an assisted return to civilian life.
The US city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay nearly $9 million to settle lawsuits filed by two black residents involving Derek Chauvin, the white former police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd. Both residents, who were arrested in 2017, said Chauvin had pressed his knee into their necks, the same move that killed Mr. Floyd 3 years later, sparking worldwide protests. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, apologised to all victims of the former officer. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged his British counterpart Rishi Sunak to take action after a violent protest outside India's embassy in London. Windows were smashed during the demonstration by Sikh separatists last month. In a telephone conversation, Mr. Modi reiterated his concerns about the Khalistan movement. Mr. Sunak's office said he condemned the violence and stressed that extremism had no place in Britain. Three female guards have been killed by armed attackers outside one of Ecuador's most notorious prisons. It comes a day after six inmates were found hanged in their cells at the jail in Guayaquil. Rival gangs often fight for control inside the prison. BBC News.